Spirit uses figures of speech to teach us the mysteries of salvation. Among the most familiar metaphors that Christ uses are those that have to do with farming and agriculture, which understandably we may not as much appreciate as Christ's contemporaries in our super urbanized civilization. Yet these figures of speech are vehicles for the truth that he wants to teach. Thus Christ spoke about the seed and the sower. He spoke of himself as the vine, and his Father as the vine dresser. He spoke about the lilies of the field, and here about the harvest and laborers. What does Christ want to teach us? By the metaphor of harvest and the need of laborers. He wants us first of all to recognize that the seed of God's truth has already been sown in the world. God becoming man, teaching the world, he himself, the Word of God, come into the world, has planted the seed of truth which saves. But though God became man, and therefore the seed of salvation has been sown, that seed will not bear fruit, and the harvest will not be gathered unless between Christ, who sowed the seed, and the harvest that he expects, unless there are laborers who will make sure that that seed will indeed bear the fruit that God, who sowed it, has a right to expect. And it is here, locked up in that holy metaphor, that lies the whole mystery of workers in the apostolate, in cooperating with the Word of God to make sure that that Word will not be sterile, but will produce the harvest that God expects. We shall have more than one occasion to come back to laboring in Christ's harvest. Let's just now concentrate on the brief exhortation that Christ makes to his disciples then and to his disciples now. The harvest is rich, rich in expectation. I know, the Lord says, I sowed the seed. What he means is the harvest should be rich, but the laborers are few. So ask the Lord to send laborers to his harvest. What then Christ is telling us is to pray both verbally and sacrificially, that God might send laborers who will exert themselves to cooperate with the Lord of the harvest by doing what? By teaching this word that Christ sowed in the world, by disposing men's hearts to receive the world, and especially by administering the sacraments through which the Word of God is made fruitful, so that the harvest which Christ the sower expects might be gathered by Christ the harvester. But though he sowed the seed, unless, and this is our principal task, to pray and sacrifice, that there might be in the church, first of all, the number of laborers. If they were few then, listen to this. Christ talking about a shortage of vocations in the first century. How familiar. But not only that there might be a quantity so that there might be many laborers, as many as the people of God need, but also that there might be laborers. As I tell my seminarians and priests to my teach, it's not enough to have a love of vocations. It is even more important that those who are called, say, to the priesthood, really labor. Because, frankly, what good is a priest? What good are a thousand priests unless they work at their priesthood? Let's then pray. The Lord of the harvest, he expects that he might send both numbers and laborers who work, so that by cooperating with the Christ who sowed the seed of truth, Jesus, who died that men might be saved, may experience the joy which he wants of gathering in a harvest of souls which, now watch this, because we've got to hear it. Though Christ died for all mankind, not all will be saved. Now a scary commentary. Why not? Because Christ does not want everyone saved? Because, apart from men's reluctance to respond to God's grace, there will be, for those who are not saved, either a shortage of those who labored or have not exerted themselves sufficiently. Every lost soul is the result of someone's neglect, and not only of the one who is lost, but also of those who fail to labor to save him. Let's ask our Lord that he might do all we can to pray and sacrifice, that there might be both a plenitude and an exertion among the laborers in Christ's vineyard to obtain for him that abundance of souls for which he died on the cross, that they might be saved.